As an example, I'm joined right now by an NHL Network analyst. More than 14 years in professional hockey, he helped lead the Carolina Hurricanes to the 2002 Stanley Cup Final. He was a second-round pick back in 1993. You can watch my guest on NHL Tonight throughout the season. Plus, NHL Network is going to air Penguins and Flyers tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Kevin Weeks is my guest. Kevin, it is so good to have you back. Kevin, how are you?
I'm great, Romy. Thanks so much, man. How are you? Happy New Year to you. Hope you and the family are healthy and safe, and you guys had a great holiday season, man.
Same. We are great, Kevin. I hope the same for you and your family. So the NHL is back, and you and my guy, Tony Loughman, are back talking highlights. Like, what is life like for you now that the league has once again resumed play and is underway?
Life in the fast lane. That's what it's been like. It literally feels like you're on the Autobahn on the inside fast lane just speeding. And I say that in a way just because the pace has been crazy so far. It seemed like it took so long, which it did. And then to, of course, craft the return to play, all the health and safety protocols for all the staff, all the employees, team staff, players, et cetera. And then all of a sudden they just get shot out of the cannon. And with this being a 56-game schedule and a compressed season, every single game matters in a way that it always does game 1 through 82 because of our competitive balance in the league. But you can multiply that by about, I don't know, add another 30% to that based on this being a compressed year. So it's been crazy. Your boy Tony and I were on last night on NHL Tonight on the NHL Network, your boy Tony Loughman. So we had a lot of fun. It's been great, but it is pedal to the metal. And I love being on the air almost every night in front of our great fans. It's been a lot of fun.
That's great. Kevin Weeks is joining us. It is a 56-game season. So let me ask you about some things that have happened so far. Connor McDavid had a hat trick in the first two periods last night against Vancouver. He also added an assist. I mean, nothing he does should surprise us at this point, but what did you make of that performance?
Incredible, man. I mean, amazing watching him and Leon Draisaitl, the German reigning MVP from them, number 29. Connor McDavid is the fastest player I've ever seen play. I know Barzal is right there. He won the fastest skater competition, Barzal from the Islanders, but Connor McDavid is literally a fighter jet on ice among other fighter jets. It is crazy. I'm looking for them to maybe put a U.S. Air Force flag on him somehow, some type of decal or something as like an honorary member. He just plays at warp speed. And his not only the speed, but the speed of his feet, which is supersonic, is matched by the speed of his hands and the computer in his brain. And I just heard you talking before you had me on about the Kings and when the great 99 came to L.A. and you growing up being a hockey fan too out there. Gretz, I remember talking to Gretz last year, the great Wayne Gretzky, here at Madison Square Garden in New York after Edmonton played here on their East Coast swing. And he's like, wait, do you see our team? Do you see our team? Do you see 97? Do you see 97? Look at our team this year. We're better. We're more. That's Gretz. And for the tip of the mountain, like of Mount Rushmore of hockey, the great Wayne Gretzky to be saying that about Connor McDavid, it tells you everything. So last night was incredible. Once again, we were losing our mind on set. Tony and I, we had a lot of fun because it just brings you out of your seat.
You guys, absolutely incredible. And to me, Kevin, I mean, the speed is really something. But when you look at that performance and you look at each of the goals, they were all different, especially that second goal where he showed that great speed you're talking about. But he absolutely buried the shot. As a goalie, what would concern you the most about his game?
Just the unpredictability, to your point there, because you don't know what's coming. Like the speed, supersonic, you blink and he's in their end, down at the far end, and you blink, he's on top of you with like a grade A chance. And because he's so skilled and he has improved his shot, you don't know if he's going to blow by you with speed or a combination of speed and shot or speed and power, or he's going to beat you. So he just has so many, from a pitcher standpoint, I guess, if you will, he has so many out pitches that he has command of in so many different pitches that he can get you out with. And I got to tell you, man, he's a lot of fun to watch. He is worth the price of admission. One of the most electrifying athletes to see in person. I think our sport, as you know, too, is the best live sport to watch just based on intensity and skill and speed. But he takes that to a whole new level. When you see him play live, it literally takes your breath away when you watch him go.
Kevin Weeks, my guest, I've always said that, and it's true. Hockey is the best spectator sport there is. I've always said that. I'll stand by that. I believe that. People who don't understand that have never been to a game before. It's not necessarily the greatest TV sport as we know because the puck travels so quickly, but it is a good TV sport to be sure, but it's the best spectator sport. Kevin, what about the Penguins and Flyers? They're going to play tonight on NHL Network. How does this Penguins team look to you compared to the previous great Pittsburgh teams in the Sidney Crosby era?
This team right now is in a retool, and they're continually trying to retool just based on the salary cap and the fact that they made some moves in this offseason again. And remember, they traded Matt Murray, their ace goalie, and they have Tristan Jarry, who was an all-star for them last year, who played really well. I mean, what a team where you could draft and develop Marc-Andre Fleury, Hall of Famer, who's down in Vegas. You then succeed him with Matt Murray, who helps you win two cups. You now trade him. And you had Jarry last year, who's an all-star. So that really speaks to the embarrassment of riches and how well they developed. But what will be a challenge, Romy, for me, is their depth players in their third and fourth line. You know what you're going to get out of the great Sidney Crosby. You know what you're getting out of Malkin, the great Malkin, two Hall of Famers. You know what you're getting from Chris Letang on the blue line. But their support players are what will remain TBD for me, to be determined, because as much as Sid and those other stars can pull them, you know, in our sport, you need everybody in the lineup. So I'm very cautious, and I'm looking to see objectively how their support players are going to play. On the other end of it, though, for me, I think that the Philadelphia Flyers, and I said this on the air the other night in our preview show on the NHL Network, I think that the Philadelphia Flyers are one of the most underrated teams in the league, and I see the Flyers as being a Stanley Cup contender now. Mm. I love the Flyers team. I love the transformation last year. I love what I see from the Fly guys right now. Starting in net with Carter Hart, their young stud goalie who's 21, 22 years old and already one of the best goalies on the planet.
Kevin Weeks is joining us. I was going to ask you about him, Kevin, because you made the point on your pluses and minuses blog on NHL.com that Carter Hart is, in fact, already one of the best goalies on the planet. He's only 22. What do you like so much about his game?
Okay, so everybody's been talking about Carter Hart since he's like 15, 16. And then he went and played in the WHL in the Western League. Back up in Western Canada, and he played for Everett in Washington, Everett Silvertips. And he shredded up that league. Like, his numbers are video game-like. So then he went to the minors for half a year, and he wasn't as good, but he was still good. And then he came up to the Flyers, and he's exactly as good as he was in junior. Like, that's trippy. That's very rare that you see that quickly for a goalie. And I love his head. I've had the chance to talk to him numerous times. I've gone live on him with him. Rather on Instagram. I love him. He's personable but respectful. He's old school but new school. He respects older players. He loves the game. He loves his craft. He's a consummate pro. And for example, Carey Price is his favorite goalie. And he's the next Carey Price. And playing against Carey Price head-to-head, he was unfazed. So sometimes, and to bring the fans in, sometimes as a young player, when you come into the league, all the posters and hockey cards and sticker books and everything that you have back at your parents' house, those things are coming to life. You're playing against those guys now. Do you know what I mean? Or if you're a young basketball player, all of a sudden, a female, you're playing against Diana Taurasi. You're playing against Sue Bird. That's all coming to life real time. And sometimes it can be trippy, but it is not trippy for Carter Hart. I love his head. I love his skill set. And you know, Romy, from all the coverage that you do, Philly just down the turnpike from us here outside New York City. Philly's not an easy place to play.
No.
Whether you're a quarterback, whether you're a point guard, and certainly whether you're a goalie, and he's handled that perfectly so far, and that's a testament to him.
Kevin Weeks joining us for a few more moments. Now, Philly is not an easy place to play or live. I remember the first time, Kevin, I went to an all-star game. I had never been to the city of Philadelphia. The second I walked off the curb, I'm looking around like, damn, this place is tough. Man, this is a tough, tough town. And that's just walking off a curb. Yeah. Let me ask you about John Cooper in Tampa Bay. They won the Stanley Cup last season. So, Kevin, when you look at the defending champs, what is the greatest challenge in defending? I mean, is it the fact that you might be fat and happy and complacent, or is it just the grind and the fact that the Stanley Cup run takes so much out of everybody?
I think it's the latter, because I don't think that team's going to be complacent just based on their group. They're going to be, you know, they're going to be banged up a little bit, but they do have the benefit of two things, Romy. Number one, an extended offseason, right? Instead of that short window. I know that when we played in the Cup final, Stanley Cup final 2002 with Carolina, that next year, it took so much out of us. That next year, we didn't even make the playoffs. We didn't. And ironically, I had one of the best personal seasons, but our team, we didn't play well. So I know how hard that is, which makes it all the more incredible that Pittsburgh was able to repeat 3 years ago, back-to-back. But as far as the Lightning are concerned, they get the benefit of the extended offseason. And then also, too, this is a compressed schedule. Instead of 82, it's 56 games. So to me, those are two advantages that weigh in their favor. And I love their team. Coop's done an amazing job. Their head coach, John Cooper, as you mentioned, he's won at every single level, Romy, from youth hockey to, you know, Texarkana, Texas. He's had an amazing odyssey to somebody that was that's a lawyer, to somebody that worked on Wall Street, that played college lacrosse at Hofstra, to then coaching in the minors, to then winning in the minors, to then getting to the NHL Stanley Cup Final in 2015. They lost against Chicago, and then getting back and winning. It's amazing what Coop's done and that group has done. They have a great owner in Jeff Vinnick. And I think they made some changes. As you know, Kucherov, one of their superstars, is out with a hip surgery. But Braden Point, their other superstar and their captain superstar, Stamkos, is back in the lineup playing very well. And they've got the best goalie on the planet in the big cat, Andrei Vasilevskiy. So I think that they're poised and healthy enough to be able to push to compete for another cup. I love their team.
Kevin Weeks, my guest. Kevin, one last thought. You know, obviously Martin, it takes a very different breed to step between the pipes. I got to ask, how old were you the first time you did so, and what was that like? What do you remember about that?
You know what, Romy? So two things. I started when I was four playing street hockey with my older cousin Ian and our friends in the neighborhood back in Toronto downtown. And those guys are born in 68, 67, 69. I'm born in 75. So I was four, and they were playing street hockey, this is, and they put me in. Our main goalie who would play, his family emigrated to Canada from Greece, Lambros, and they moved back to Greece. So they're like, hey, if you don't want to be the ball chaser and you want to hang, you got to kind of go in there. So from there, I started playing on ice at St. Mike's, the famous St. Mike's Arena back home. When I was six, I registered to play house league, and it's all I wanted to do. Like, my first grade teacher, Miss Mahar, I remember writing my first book. You know, as kids, you write your books in first or second grade. And I drew the center ice with the NHL logo, the scoreboard with the NHL logo, and myself as a goalie in the net. And from day one of 1981, my goal was to play in the NHL as an NHL goalie. And that was going to happen come hell or high water, no matter, you know, being a kid of Barbadian Caribbean parents, born in Canada, hardly any black goalies, but the great Grant Fuhr, as you know, was playing for the Edmonton Oilers. He's a Hall of Famer, winning cups, one of the best to ever do it. But come hell and high water, as one of the 60 NHL goalies on planet Earth, out of 7+ billion people, I was going to be one of them. And that was my goal from day one. But it's a unique position. I think the most scrutinized position in all pro sports. I think it's the hardest position. Pitchers and quarterbacks can relate to us for sure. But all things being equal, I think in team sport, that's the hardest position in the world to play.
There is nothing like it. You can watch Kevin Weeks on NHL Tonight throughout the season. Plus, NHL Network is going to air Penguins and Flyers this evening, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 Pacific. Kevin, appreciate you very much. Great to have you back. Thanks so much.
You too, Romy. Thank you. Thanks to all the NHL fans out there. Also the frontline workers, too, that have done an amazing job through this. And Romy, at some point, I just want to tell you two things. One, always love listening to you. Great job on the Kobe stuff. God bless his soul and their soul.
Gotta get out, my man. Ooh.